Nikki, you said that you're focusing on Southern stories now. New Jersey is not in the South. That's what you're thinking, isn't it? Well, I did say that, and I appreciate that you were listening so closely, but to ignore the story of the Jersey Devil strikes me as un-American, given that it is one of the oldest legends in our country's history. The Pine Barrens of southern New Jersey are considered one of the best places in the United States to bury a body, by whoever ranks those kinds of terrible things, and is seen as such on many a crime show that takes place in New York. Miles and miles of thick wooded swamps where pine trees thrive and little else, except perhaps a few things that we have yet to understand. The Native Americans who lived in the area called it the Land of the Dragons, but once European settlers came here, they would give birth to one of the most famous of all winged beasts in this land, one of the oldest folk tales in American history. The story starts with an exhausted, overwhelmed mother of a dozen children. After the birth of the 12th child, this mother, Mother Leeds, said that if she would have another child, and I quote, "may it be a devil," end quote. I'm sure it will shock none of you that the mother soon found herself expecting again, and when you lay out a curse like that on your child, things aren't going to go well. Would you even say that out loud? I don't know what a mother says when she's angry, but apparently you wish for your child to become the devil. Locals say that this woman's actual name was Deborah Smith, and since her 13th child was born on Leeds Point, this is how she came to become known as Mother Leeds. According to the story, Deborah gave birth to her baker's dozenth, child on the night of a ferocious storm, because it's always the night of a terrible storm, right? It was a dark and stormy night. There's a reason why we start stories this way. When the infant was born, at first, he seemed normal, and all appeared to be well. Within seconds, however, Deborah's curse upon her child seemed to take effect. The boy's face warped into that of a goat or a horse, but with terrible horns. Black, leathery bat wings sprung from the baby's body, and his feet became cloven hooves. It let out a shriek like several banshees crying all at once, then flew up the chimney. This seemed like a one-off, unfortunate incident until 1720, when there was a massive problem with local chickens and livestock being killed, presumably eaten by the creature. It became such a problem in the community that when they were unable to catch a local livestock-killing beast on their hunts, they went for a more supernatural approach and called a priest to perform an exorcism. At the end of the ritual, the priest stated that they would have no further trouble from the demon for 100 years. I don't know why he put a 100-year barrier on this, particularly. It seems like you'd want to banish it forever, but 100 years is what the priest gave him. Sure enough, in 1820, Joseph Bonaparte, former king of Spain, brother to Napoleon Bonaparte, had an estate in New Jersey. While he was out hunting, he had an encounter with the 13th child. In the woods, he said that he found a pair of cloven hoof prints, and said that he found it odd since there were only 2 hoof prints, as though he were following a horse standing on its hind legs, which is in and of itself a pretty disturbing image if you really think about it. He followed the tracks until he found the creature, now the size of a fully grown man. It hissed at Joseph and flew away. It wasn't until he got home that his friends told him the legend of the Jersey Devil. He spent years trying to find the creature again, and while he often tracked its prints and heard its screams, he was never able to kill it. Legend has it that his ghost still hunts the beast across New Jersey. Commander Stephen Decatur once shot the beast with a cannon, only for the ball to go through the devil's body as if it were made of smoke, and the shot did no damage to the creature. The monster always screams before he appears, and the people who see him often become so paranoid that they do not even want to be identified as a witness. While northern New Jersey remains heavily populated, the Pine Barrens remain a great source of fear in the state. Swamps and forests are often depicted as dangerous places in fairy tales and are steeped in the unknown, and this is a tradition that still stands firm in southern New Jersey, which remains the only state in the U.S. that has its own state demon. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you appreciate that we did something a little different. I know it was a shorter episode, but really the story of the Jersey Devil is kind of ambiguous unless you get into the tons and tons of firsthand accounts and sightings that individuals have had of the creature. I tried to just kind of cruise over the best known origin story and some of the most well-documented accounts of sightings and experiences with it. Like most legendary creatures, there's really not a lot that's hard set in stone, you know? But you kind of have to go by what little kind of snips and wisps that you can catch onto for it. And so any episode that's about a monster or a creature is naturally going to be a little bit shorter because it's so anecdotal. And anecdotal evidence counts for less than provable evidence for a reason, both in court and in real life. So, since we don't have any bones or DNA or fur or anything like that, it's hard to say what exactly is out there in the Pine Barrens of southern New Jersey. It is often like the skunk ape, chalked up to a simple misidentification of some animal that lives out there, but it is, as I stated, one of the oldest folk tales in American history, predating even the settling of what we now know of as American citizens. And so because it is such an old story, it seemed kind of un-American to not talk about it at all. It's probably one of our most famous legends, and it is real creepy. but I don't know, there's not a lot of like hard evidence and concrete details that I can give you about it, just that it is a story that exists in this country and has for quite some time, and is one of the many, many mysteries that we have here in the United States. Thank you so much for tuning in, as always, and have a wonderful weekend. I'm hoping next weekend to get to the H&L Hunley, so that will bring us back here to South Carolina. Sorry to deviate from the South right now, but, you know, I just felt like it would be kind of inappropriate to never cover the Jersey Devil when I've covered so many mythical monsters and stuff from all over the world previously on the show. But again, we'll be getting back to our southern roots in the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in, and have a safe one.